welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began yesterday, which I've entitled Never Offended. And we're going to be looking the next several days at one verse of scripture found in the book of Psalms. I'll share that verse with you. Psalm 119, 165 says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." The Amplified says, "Great peace have they who love your law. Nothing shall offend or make them stumble." That is an amazing passage of Scripture. It consists of a promise that I don't know that any one of us have walked fully into the realization or fulfillment of that. The condition is, if we will love God's law, then anything that would come our way through people, through events, through circumstances, for even something we may have done ourselves, that we would never be offended. Now, in case you didn't hear the broadcast yesterday, let me give the definition of what it means to be offended, to cause difficulty, discomfort, or injury, dislike, anger, or vexation, to violate, to transgress, to cause pain or hurt, to cause to sin or fall, or to cause hurt feelings or resentment. So we all have, from our earliest days, experienced this in one form or another, from circumstances, from people, from family, from friends, from strangers. We have, you know, when you've been cut off in traffic, we get offended, we get angry. We get angry, we get upset when things don't go our way, or it's not just a matter of necessarily even getting our own way, but evil or unpleasant, unhappy, unkind things being done to us will cause offense. We don't have control over that. There's no, well, we want to have godly actions, because sometimes if we are being belligerent or unpleasant, we can actually cause people to offend us, because no one wants to be around a miserable, grumbling, complaining person. But many times this will come without anything on our part. Yet the Word of God says that we can actually be in a place that we would never be offended. I'm just reading what the Bible says. It sounds almost like an impossible situation, but He specializes, our God does, in things called impossible. And if you just stop for a moment and look at your own life, remember when you were first saved? Can you remember back how you were? Well, He's done some mighty miracles for you, hasn't He? Not just in terms of provision, perhaps, but in your personality, in who you are, and with the way you respond. That's what knowing and loving Jesus does. When we get saved, we become a new creature. We start to become like Jesus. And at least, I mean, if there's no change, then we might question, have we really surrendered and given our heart to the Lord? But this amazing passage of Scripture gives a tremendous promise. Great peace have they which love thy law. That is the condition. And the result is nothing shall offend them. And so let's look at this a little more closely. The promise is nothing shall offend them. And that's nothing meaning no thing, nothing. That's what no thing means, nothing. It means any nothing in the past, in the present, or even in the future. But the condition is who love thy law. Now, the Word of God says throughout Scripture that the law is not, it's not speaking of the Old Covenant, those regulations that were written on tablets of stone, but it's referring to the way of the Lord, God's ways, His spiritual principles that can be translated into practical application for our lives. And the Word of the Lord says that the law of the Lord is the saints' delight. Think about that, that we actually can find great joy and peace and fulfillment in the law of the Lord. We have to ask ourselves, how do we look at God's laws, if you will, His rules? Do we see them as restrictive or something to restrain us or being difficult or hard to follow through? Or do we find them, as is God's intention and desire, that they it will actually be a delight to us? Romans 7:22 says, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man." Now, it's true, our carnality, the flesh part of us, sometimes will rebel and not want to do the things that are pleasing to God. But the inward man, the inner man of the heart, our spirit man, it delights in that. That's what Paul was saying. I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Of course, there is that tension. The natural carnal man would resent that. They don't want to experience discipline or to be transformed. We tend to be very selfish, self-centered, and that's not the way of God. So Psalm 119 and 77 says, "Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live." He's asking, the psalmist is, for the Lord's mercy to be experienced, that he may personally have God's mercy in his life. "For thy law is my delight." And his inward man delights in the law of God, but he needs the mercy of God to be experienced in his life, to come unto him, that he can truly live that spiritual life. So why would we love the law of the Lord? Because we love the giver of that law. And he gives spiritual laws, if you will, or principles which are designed to bless us. He is a loving, good, faithful Father who loves His children. He doesn't do anything, doesn't give any command that would restrict us or in any way inhibit the abundant life that He desires for us, because His laws are all designed for our benefit. They're not to stifle us. They're not to prevent us from enjoyment or happiness. They would from the pleasures of sin, if you will, because there are some pleasures associated with sin. But the true joy, the true happiness comes in the goodness of God and the wonderful blessings He has reserved for His people. And so there's a blessedness in keeping the way of the Lord, the law of the Lord. Psalm 119 and 1 declares, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the way of the Lord." So as we seek God, His principles, to obey Him, to please Him, to serve Him, to love Him, as we do that, as we walk in those ways, we are blessed as we go in our way. And He calls us the undefiled, those who have a pure heart, those who are without spot, stain, or wrinkle, if you will. And in Matthew, the New Testament 5 and 19, the Word says, "Whoever shall do and teach them, referring to the commandments of the Lord, shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So whoever, note the order, whosoever shall do, that comes first, whosoever shall do and teach, note that order. We have to do them first, and then we can be an example. Then we can say, this is the law of the Lord. We can teach others, first of all, by our example, and then by words and explanation. Whoever shall do this, shall teach those laws of the Lord, will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And then the final scripture I'll share with you regarding the condition, Revelation 22 and 14 says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. That's the New Jerusalem. That's into our heavenly home. Blessed are they that do, not just hear, but those that hear and with all their heart desire to do the things that God has commanded. Blessed are they that do his commandments. And if they do that, they will have a right to the tree of life. They will be in the presence of the Lord, in his fellowship, and they can enter in through the gates into that heavenly home, into the city of God. Praise God. So that's the condition. We have to love his law. But now let's look at the promise. Great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Praise God. Isaiah 32 and 17 says, the Amplified Translation, and the effect of righteousness shall be peace, which is internal and external, and the result of righteousness, quietness, and confidence forever. Praise God. Well, I will be sharing more on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and I hope you're being blessed by the beauty and the richness of God's Word. This is a passage I just love because He is going to enable us to experience that peace, that blessing, because we love Him and we love His laws because He gave them. Thank you for joining me, and I thank you for your prayers for myself in behalf of the ministry. I thank you for your faithful support in prayer and giving my UCM partners, and I ask the Lord to bless you every single day. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.